Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and I ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the previous lesson, I was talking about the meaning of the saying of Allah Ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. We said that the meaning of this ayah is, if only when they are unjust to themselves, they come to you, O Muhammad, and ask Allah for forgiveness, and the Messenger asks forgiveness for them, they will find Allah forgiving and most merciful. And from this, the scholars showed that it is permissible to ask Allah by the virtue of Prophet Muhammad and to call upon the Prophet by addressing him, O Rasulullah, even with his absence. What is the meaning of the two types of calls or help known as istighatha and isti'ana? What is the meaning of istighatha and isti'ana? Let me explain the meaning of istighatha. Istighatha is calling for help, particularly when in hardship. Isti'ana is more inclusive and more broader in its definition of calling for help. So they come from the same theme. Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 45. It means, seek help, وَاسْتَعِينُوا, through patience and prayer. The Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the sun shall near the heads of the people on the Day of Judgment, and whilst in that state they will call upon Adam for help. استغاثوا بآدم. This hadith indicates clearly that it is acceptable to ask for the help of other than Allah, with the firm belief that Allah is the only creator of the benefit and the harm. So in that hadith, the Prophet والسلام, is clarifying to us that on the Day of Judgment, when the people are in harm, in pain, they will seek istighatha, they will call upon Adam for help. يستغيثون بآدم. أو in the hadith, the statement is استغاثوا بآدم. They will seek help from Adam. And this is obviously showing that it is permissible to seek help, but certainly with the firm belief that Allah is the only creator of the benefit and the harm. No one creates benefit and harm to yourself except Allah subhanahu, which everything happens by His will subhanahu. What about asking Allah by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? What about at-tawassul? Let us talk a little bit further about at-tawassul, as many people have misunderstood the concept of at-tawassul. Some people exaggerated. They claimed that tawassul is a type of worship, and this is falsifying many statements, many ahadith of the Prophet, peace be upon him, many sayings of the scholars, may Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon them. It does not mean to worship other than Allah. Asking Allah by the Prophet is deemed permissible by the consensus of the top scholars of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah, the top mujtahideen. They made a unanimous agreement. Let us define the meaning of tawassul. What does it mean? What is tawassul? Tawassul is seeking to gain benefit or to alleviate harm from Allah by mentioning a prophet or a righteous Muslim, a wali, for example, in honor of the mentioned, with the firm belief that Allah is the creator of the benefit and the harm. This is what tawassul is. To ask Allah by the virtue of Prophet Muhammad or by the virtue of Abd al-Qadir al-Jailani, which was a great, pious, true Sufi wali, or شيخ أحمد الرفاعي or معروف الكرخي or such awliya and such great scholars, it is permissible even to ask Allah by them to fulfill the need of that slave. You are asking Allah, you are seeking to gain the benefit or alleviate the harm from Allah by mentioning that name of the Prophet or the Wali or the righteous Muslim in honor of the mention. But all of this is certainly with the belief that Allah is the creator of benefit and harm. As Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 35 means, seek the means of obedience to Allah. Seek the means of obedience to Allah. And this is one of the means of obedience, to ask Allah Ta'ala by the virtue of the prophets, to pray, to fast. These are some of the means of obedience to Allah. In the hadith related and authenticated by Imam At-Tabarani, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught a blind man to ask Allah by him, by the Prophet. The blind man did so, and Allah returned his sight to him. This hadith was narrated by Imam At-Tabarani in his book Al-Mu'jam Al-Kabir and Al-Mu'jam Al-Saghir, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught this man to go and make wudu. That man was blind companion. He came to the Prophet and he said, O Rasulullah, I am blind and there is no lead for me. Make dua that Allah cures me from this blindness. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said to him, if you wish, you may be patient and may and will be rewarded, or I can ask Allah Ta'ala to cure you. The man said, there is no lead for me, no one to lead me around. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, the merciful sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he taught the blind man, he taught him a very great dua that is known as dua al-haja. The scholars, they categorize this dua as the dua or the supplication for the person when he is in need. The Prophet told that blind man to go and make wudu, to go to the place where they make wudu and to pray two rak'ah, two optional rak'ah, and then to say the following statements or the following supplication. Allahumma inni as'aluka وَأَتَوَجَّهُ إِلَيْكَ بِنَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدْ نَبِيِّ الرَّحْمَةِ يَا مُحَمَّدْ إِنِّي أَتَوَجَّهُ بِكَ إِلَى رَبِّي فِي حَاجَتِي لِتُقْضَى لِي. This hadith that the Prophet was teaching to the companion means, the Prophet told him to say, O Allah, I ask you and I direct myself to you by Muhammad, by the Prophet of Mercy, our Prophet, the Prophet of Mercy. O Muhammad, I direct myself to Allah by you. O Muhammad, Ya Muhammad, I direct myself by you to Allah to fulfill my need, to cure me from my blindness. That is what it means, to fulfill my need, to cure me from this blindness. So the companion, that blind man, he went, he made wudu, he prayed two rak'ah, and he said that supplication. And then the companions, they said, and then the man returned upon us and he was cured by the will of Allah. So it shows that the man did not do this while the Prophet was present. He did it in the absence of the Prophet. It was a different place where he made wudu. He prayed, he said that dua, he asked Allah by Prophet Muhammad to fulfill his need. In fact, he said, O Muhammad, he addressed the Prophet by that. Some people who are ignorant, they claim is a worship. And that shows that they are ignorant. They don't understand the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. and they don't understand the Arabic language, we explain to you that calling upon someone, just the mere calling upon someone, such as saying, Ya Muhammad, does not mean they are worshipping that someone. Just like when you ask the king and you address him, you say, O king, help me in this matter. You are in your address to him, you are not worshipping him, and when you are asking him to fulfill your need, you are not worshipping him either. Rather, you are hoping that he can be a mean of benefit to you, and the one who creates the benefit and the harm is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we said, Allah ta'ala said in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ, which means seek the means of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these means of obedience could be through prayer, could be through supplication, could be through patience and the like. So that blind man, he made tawassul by the Prophet, peace be upon him, and he got cured after that, and the companions witnessed the cure of that companion. So in this hadith, the Prophet is teaching us to ask Allah by the virtue of Prophet Muhammad. It is permissible to do that. It is not a must. One can ask Allah himself, Ya Allah, I ask you to forgive my sins. And also, one is permitted to ask Allah by the righteous Muslim. So that is also permissible, as asserted from the hadith that we mentioned. So, asking Allah by the Prophet is permissible, and asking Allah by the righteous Muslim is also permissible. How is that, and what is the proof on that? No one on the right path from the true Salaf or Khalaf objected to this fact, that it is permissible to ask Allah by the Prophet or by the righteous Muslim. The Salaf are those who lived in the first 3 centuries, dating from the migration of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the Khalaf are those who came after them. It is narrated in the hadith related by Al-Bukhari that during his caliphate in the year of drought, Master Umar asked Allah for rain by Al-Abbas by saying, O Allah, we ask you by the uncle of our Prophet. O Allah, we ask you by Al-Abbas. He is asking Allah Ta'ala by Al-Abbas, the uncle, which was a pious person, the uncle of Prophet Muhammad, to fulfill the need, to grant them the rain. So this also shows, this hadith also shows, it is permissible to ask Allah by the honorable people, the pious Muslim believers, as Sayyiduna Umar, our master and our lead in this, as he did in the hadith that we mentioned related by Al-Imam Al-Bukhari. So in conclusion, it is permissible Islamically to ask Allah to fulfill the needs. Also, it is permissible to ask Allah by the virtue of Prophet Muhammad to fulfill the needs, as the Prophet taught the blind man in the hadith that Imam At-Tabarani authenticated in his book As-Sahih, in his book Mu'jam At-Tabarani, and he classified it as Sahih Hadith. And also it is permissible to seek tawassul by the pious people, to ask Allah to fulfill the need by the pious people, by the virtue of the pious people, as our Master Umar did when he made tawassul by Al-Abbas, as this hadith was narrated by Al-Imam Al-Bukhari. So in this we will understand that the doing or the supplication of the millions of Muslims around the world asking Allah to fulfill the need, and asking Allah by the virtue of Prophet Muhammad and by the virtue of the great pious awliya to fulfill their needs, is an accepted permissible act in Islam, and it does not mean worshipping other than Allah, because the Muslim believes that Allah is the only creator of benefit and harm. Allah Ta'ala knows best. I ask Allah to protect us and you from misguidance, and to keep us steadfast on the belief of Ahlus Sunnah والجماعة, the belief of the true Salaf and the Khalaf, and to keep us steadfast on the teachings and the doings and the sayings of Prophet Muhammad, and Allah Ta'ala knows best.